Our New Testament reading today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 through chapter 2, verse 16. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. And when I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature we do not impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God, for who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Dr. Scott Lemmerman from Ascension Lutheran Church in Kansas City, Missouri.
God grant you his grace, his peace, and his mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Too many times when we read God's word, we try to read a mystery into it. And when we read a mystery into it, we think there's some kind of secret knowledge and that only those people who have a certain level of understanding will grasp that knowledge and they'll be actually smarter or better than other people who just kind of look at God's word. Paul is saying something here when he says that you were not very wise by human standards or influential or were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. So let him who boasts boast in the Lord. It's hard for us because we want to seem smarter to the world around us with better arguments. Paul certainly was no quaking violent about that. He would stand up to anybody. But it wasn't the arguments. It was the fact that the Spirit guided him. And Paul let that Spirit work in him, faith to believe and response of faith, acting in love, God's love. We don't seek to have the better argument or beat people in the public venue. Jesus warned his disciples, actually he admonished them and said, you will be brought before people. You will be brought up. You will be pilloried. You will be persecuted But don't worry about what you're going to say. Let the Spirit guide you to speak. So it's not our eloquence, it is God using our gifts to serve Him, whether it's in the public venue or whether it's behind our mask of vocation as Christian, where God works through us to serve in even small ways to the world, but always that we serve are God working through us. Therefore, Paul is correct in saying, you know, it's not us, it's God working through us. And the Spirit gives us wisdom. The most eloquent people you will find often are the ones that seem the most unlearned. That doesn't mean they pride themselves in ignorance. They boast in the Lord, and they let the Lord work through them. They don't have an agenda other than serving God and showing that love of God, the same love God showed to them and all of us by giving up His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. I guess the best way to look at this is that God works through us, sometimes despite us, but always for us, so that we can take good news to people who don't hear it. Maybe they don't want to hear it, but the Lord works in mysterious ways. So we want to have that mind of Christ. We want to allow ourselves to be used by Christ. And that's probably the best vocation we can have. God bless you and defend you in Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Dr. Scott Lemmerman from Ascension Lutheran Church in Kansas City, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.